Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Evening, everyone. Asan ba yung mga comments?
What up?
Hello.
Hello.
Bro, parang half court na tong ano eh. Monitor natin, hindi ko mabasa.
Hey. Yo, Mackie made it.
Mackie, you're here.
Mackie made it to the comment section.
Ayan, nagpakita si Mario. Oh. Loko-loko.
Ayan, no.
Mackie, siya may kagagawan po nito. Tapos, lumayas. Cap Neil. Welcome to the show.
Captain Tuazon. Kiefer Policarpio is watching.
What up,
Kiefer? Bok?
Bok Kiefer.
And, teka.
No, dapat si Maki hindi aalis to hanggang dulo.
Oo so, nga eh, Maki.
Diyan ka lang, Maki.
Yeah.
Magtanong ka na, Maki.
You're the one who invited us.
So we've got, hindi ko pa na-share eh.
Tama,
we've got,
wait, Gian, Bok.
Yo, hi. Boss Gian Lasam of Imprint look at Jacob Customs.
There. What up, Jacob? Boss Gian?
All right, we've got Jericho. We've got...
Trish.
Josh. And we've got Tris.
Yo, what's up?
What up? Hey, everyone. Hello. Walking in the house.
Alam mo, deep dive. So we're going to jump right into it. Kinaso na ba kayo ni Maki Moto at ni Zach Makina for taking their name. Or conglomerate na ba to? Are you part of the Makimoto group of companies?
We wish. In fairness though, we really like the guy.
Actually,
well, sayang wala siya dito.
The first thing he said to us was,
cease and desist.
You guys have the best name.
Oh, this is the Zach. Yeah, this Zach. Is Zach at Zach. The Subic Red, the CF, yes, Moto, the CF Subic Moto. Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
goes,
parang...
the best name. High five. And then he just bounced.
Parang pinagyayabang niya yata na kanya yung makina eh.
Oo nga eh. Sabi ni Maki, may tinayuwa ako sa, ano, sa Katipunan na sobrang astig pare. Punta ka. Sagot ko lahat.
Dope.
Sabihin mo lang pangalan ko.
All right, so now what's Club Makina about? I've been hearing you guys came out of nowhere and you have all of these events. It's like the go-to spot na in Katipunan for riders. What is Club Makina?
Where do you want to start? History or?
Well, we'll start with what it is first and let's move backwards. Go back in time.
So, okay, before we get there, there's a Club Makina, the motorcycle club. And The shop in Katipunan, that's our custom garage. So just so people don't differentiate it, it's pretty much the same thing, but it's our home. So it's Club Machina's home. The shop is our community and service towards the industry as a responsibility, because a lot of people start a lot of groups without thinking or considering what are we giving back. So we decided the way we can give back is a custom shop that has and provides parts and services.
We wanted to accommodate everyone.
Yeah.
Like we all started with small bikes. I'm pretty sure everyone started with a small bike. And then you end up in a big bike. You end up in a third bike. I really wanted everyone there.
Okay. So how did Club Machina, the group, start?
Okay.
So, well, it actually started when I was in school in Enderun. Like just a couple of friends. Shout out to Jeremy. He was just me, him, and of course Lawrence, one of our boys. It was just an idea at the very start, and then our riding group came a little bit bigger, a lot more. And then around 3 years ago, we decided to become an MC. Was it with the knowledge that we knew what we were getting ourselves into. And we know that there are existing MCs here that we need to talk to, be affiliates with. So yeah,
we've never had an MC on the show.
Oh,
so I know yung MC. It's Hammer.
So MC. So there's different kinds of groups. So there's like riders associations, mm-hmm. and there's MC.
And then there are Viber riding groups, yeah, like
Viber,
mine.
Viber riding groups.
So a lot has to do with it's more like a brotherhood. Where there's an accountability towards each other. There are also certain rules, like a hierarchy, where the rules are there to protect each other. So like, example, what's a great rule? Like,
never leave each other behind. Like, or, you never, like, if we're in a formation when we start riding, we never pass the person in front of you. And then the person that you're looking after is not the person in front of you. It's actually the person behind you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of our rules that distinguishes us.
Yeah, from. So we even created a fining system. So if you lose the guy in your side mirror, who's the guy behind you? You have to pay 500 pesos.
Also,
wow.
So that's
also, Josh, I think you guys need to talk to about the patched members.
Before you were an MC, you were a club. And mm-hmm. It was a group of friends riding. Were you guys such horrible friends that you needed to create rules? What made you say, we need to put these kinds of fines, we need to create structure in the group? Mm. What made you guys move from a normal club? Because, I'm sure a lot of us have clubs.
Yeah.
Right? What made you decide to make it an MC?
So I think the main reason for that is without purpose or let's say value, the club is nothing but a boy band with logo. Right. So in order to create that value, right. How do you explain that?
It's something to represent.
Yeah. In order to scale up, or let's say if you want to be supported in your hobby, you have to learn how to kind of professionalize it in a way, because how will you get sponsored or how will you be supported if you're just
a Viber group? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're really serious about it,
you want to live that life,
then let us help you make your hobby. Like, what do you call that? More fun, more sustainable. Because who's the first MC in the Philippines? They were from Thunderbugs?
Thunderbugs were Bacolod. They've been Bacolod. Around.
Yeah, yeah.
Since like 1947.
And we actually saw it. We actually looked to them because the way they did it is they're Filipinos. They're representing the three-patch culture, but they're joining competitions. They're joining
big events.
Yep.
Races.
To us, that's how we create value, is presence and value exchange, where we're able to help the industry become bannermen of different brands, represent them at hopefully properly, and do them justice. It's not that we need the attention, but we wanted to push or at least add value to the existing motorcycle industry.
So it's a way, I guess, to create something that has a foundation that's strong enough and deep enough to really last. No? If you're just a bunch of friends riding, and that's fine. That's good.
I mean,
honestly, I'm like Woody Allen. I would never join a club that wants me as part of their club, right? Like, because I am not I don't follow the rules. Like, I'm horrible. Yeah. I follow the street rules and I'm a decent human being. But if you tell me to do something like, all right, you got to wear a dress this way, like I'll wear a hoodie to a board meeting. Mm-hmm. I just want to be me. So that's not for me. No, but bagay kay Buck because he needs fucking discipline. Diba bagay sa iyo yan? At saka kay Maki, kamote yan. Overtake ng overtake eh.
Kay Maki, mas bagay kay Maki yan.
It's actually funny because in our club, we have three values and nothing beats it. So the first value is...
First things first, it's family first.
Family first.
It's always going to be family first. You don't put anything above that.
And then second, family second.
I don't know how that works.
Tristan Baso. Yeah, family first all the time. And then the second one is your job. And then your third one can be your club.
Yeah.
Or you can be your friendship group.
Because also we know each other's kids. Some of our members are already grandparents. So we know their kids. We know their parents or their wives. And with that context, there comes accountability where you really care for the guy who's in front of you and you're not just going to overtake him. In some groups I've ridden with many, no one cares about anyone because everyone lacks the context of each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, actually I was part of a club before and the comment see Jason Maligaya. Can we bring that up?
Jason Maligaya.
What up, Jason?
I cannot say that.
Hindi ko makita.
Ang laki, bro. Sige, ako hinahanap natin. Yan.
This is a new setup. All right.
Of course, inside moto. Nandiyan.
Yung nag-vulcanize ng Harley, ang galing. All right, si Jason, ka-club ko yan dati. Yes. And we were called Club PK.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then number one rule dyan is, kung mabagal ka, iwanan ka namin. Mm-hmm. So... that's complete. Kung nahulog ka, pagtatawanan namin. yan ang Club PK. Nice. Ano. And I mean, they're great guys, but sana hindi ako nagsasolo ride all the time with them. Eh. So I like your rules. Yes. But of course, Club PK was about family and it's about work. And then secondly, horrible riders.
We would love to ride with you both, by the
way. Yeah, honestly, we would love to.
Game.
Plus, I want to try out your e-bikes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I saw it.
Ako nagra-ride, nagko-kotse ako eh.
He did that and it went 120. And I was like, what? For a scooter? I was like, whoa.
Anong sinabi ni... Ay, Maki, hindi ko mabasa. Ang layo ng TV eh. Marlon Bing Montera.
Yeah. Ian Gogoa.
Oh, Henry.
Anakan mo ko, sampu.
Nang... ano
sino
pa?
Yun.
Ian Gingona of Inside Moto.
Hey,
anakan mo ko, sampu. Okay.
Hey, look.
Devin.
My brother Devin right there.
Devin.
From
he's from Outlaws.
And then may shout out kay Josh. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe. What's up, babe? Hi, babe.
Sino yun?
Second family. rule 1.5.
Hey, anakan mo Tristan Chang. But we do want to do a special shout out to the Outlaw MC, Devin, what's up?
Yeah, Brother Bang.
Brother Bang too.
Tristan Chang.
Okay, so again, Maki did not prepare me for anything. Walang briefing, walang ano. So this is all great. No, I'm coming in fresh. Okay, so you had a group of friends and you decided, let's make this something that lasts, and it becomes an institution.
Yes.
Right? So how difficult was it to become an MC? What did you need to do to become an MC?
Okay. So to become an MC, the first thing you really have to do is check out the other MCs and what they're doing in your area, right? The best thing about us is we're actually friends with some of the MCs way beforehand. Like one of our first friends in the MC was actually Mad Dogs. The reason for that is one of my brothers, his name is Jeremy. His dad, his name is Jerry. Jerry used to be one of the people that we looked up to when it came to riding and becoming an MC. He was the ex-president in the Mad Dogs. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And then...
Huwag ka mahiya sa mic, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
Subo mo.
Two hands.
My bad boys.
So anyway.
So, and then I think one of the other people that I really grew up with was si Kuya Jun. I'm from Tondo. Kuya Jun from the Boulevard Boys.
Yeah, so that's, I get that. That's why you have that accent.
Yeah.
That's definitely the Tondo accent.
I can turn it like this.
Do you know what we call that? It's the Tondo Twang.
Tondo Twang. Oh, oh.
Look at that. There you go. Look at Jerry Fruboso, one of my brothers there.
Genesis. All right. Yeah, well, yeah. So going back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine. Actually, no. He's a friend of my dad's. And he was one of like the founders of, well, not founder, but he was one of the owners of Handlebar.
Right. Right.
And yep. He was the supplier of their steaks because anyway, I won't go into why. He retired. He went to the U.S. White dude, and he loved riding. Right, he's 60 plus because he's a retiree. He wore his Mad Dog's colors while he was riding around, and he was in Florida. And all of a sudden, all of these other riders, like Hell's Angels, like surrounded him, and they were like pissed off.
Yeah,
they were like, pull over. And he had his wife as his back ride. And he's just this old dude touring around because Mad Dog's here. They're pretty chill, right? Mm-hmm. They're no.
Yeah, they're really nice guys.
And he never thought about it, but he needed to make paalam when they were riding cross country.
So anytime that you do pass a certain area, let's say, look, Angeles is one of those places that you really do have, you have to make a courtesy call to the MCs there. It's more of just respect to the people that are there, to the MCs that are there. So we have to do that most of the time also.
So you need to register and say, this is my area?
No, not necessarily. No. That's how it is in America. America, it's very brutal because like there can only be one MC per state. Back in the day, there was a whole overload of MCs. So of course, there's going to be fighting who's the real MC. So
in that area.
Yeah. So that's where the real like trouble happened. But luckily for us, we don't claim areas. And it's also not like limited to just one club. So the values of the clubs here are different than the values over there.
Okay, so everything I know about MCs are like Sons of Anarchy, right?
I've never watched it.
Going to the Sons of Anarchy, and
right.
You have a home base. So now you've got an MC, which is Club Machina, right? And then you're like, okay, now that we've got an MC, and then we have shared service, we have this community, I guess, was the natural evolution to create that home base?
To be honest, because the first thing we had to do was build a home for ourselves. Not only build a home for ourselves, but to service the rest of the MCs. We wanted to not only help them in a certain type of way, which is service, right? We wanted to, provide accessories, parts, you name it, to every single one. And safety, when it comes to the gears, we wanted to push that.
So, eto, tatanungin ko si Tristan.
Kasi no, para makaintindihan kayo.
Pareho kaming mga shy type.
Hindi kayo Tondo Twang.
Tatagalog ko.
At saka hindi ka Tondo Twang.
Bumubuelo lang ako. Alam na ng mga tao yung kaya nga.
Okay. Ang tanong ko, when do you... kailan kayo nag-decide na, bro, kailangan na natin ng home base. Kailangan natin, meron tayong pupuntahan na lugar every time na kailangan natin ng mga services para sa bikes natin.
Yeah, actually, ako siguro, coming from the point of view ng isang member ng Club Makina. Ay, ako naman Cavite. Ako, kalaban namin yung Tondo. Kabiteño. Ayan, bago ko sagutin yan, mag-shoutout muna tayo sa mga nanonood. Si Coach Clyde of Moto Clyde.
Yun!
Kasama ko sa China yan nung nagpunta kami sa CF Moto
Factory. CF Moto event, nice.
Yes.
Si Brother Jack.
Boss Jack.
Mamaya, inuman
Boss
na.
Boss Jack, nandyan din. Si Bianca.
Bianca, teka, ba't tatawa-tawa ka?
Turuan mo yung mga to, late kami ng 13 minutes, so, dahil wala ka.
Tapos sabi nila, shy type. Nako kung alam nyo lang. So,
Tristan is not shy. Yeah, he's super far always, from, trust me.
Si Buckley.
Laging nag-host ng mga motorcycle shows, ayan, as a shy type guy. So, ayun, from the member's point of view, siguro dumating yung point na lumaki na yung Club Makina and hindi lang basta riding na yung gusto na mangyari ng members eh. Parang lumalaki na yung vision when it comes to riding to the point na gusto nang i-involve yung community, gusto na nating palaki. Lahat kasi ng members ng Club Makina, hindi naman magkakaibigan lahat. diba? But nag-start yung kahit hindi pa siya official nung hindi pa siya official MC, yung riding style ng Club Makin is very, how do I say this? It's very professional ready. Meron na silang ina-apply na rules and meron na silang ina-apply na discipline. Kaya kung ako from my point of view, yun yung naging reason kung bakit I wanna pursue being part of Club Makina to begin with. Kasi before I joined Club Makina, marami na ako mga sinamang mga riding groups. Madami na actually. So I was able to compare the difference. And yung vision ng Club Makina is not just for the group itself. Laging ano siya, outwards. Kaya instead na ride tayo, masaya tayo, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi lang ganun yung naging core. Laging, how are we going to create a ride that's going to help the community? How are we going to create events that's not just for the boys, but for the entire riding riders itself? So, kaya dyan, pumasok na napansin na ng DGR, napansin na kami ng brands, napansin na kami ng mga ibang riding groups na may gustong patunayan tong mga taong to. So yun yung isa siguro sa part from my end na kung bakit nagkaroon ng Club Makina na HQ, which is the Club Makina Customs. Na yun, nagiging tambayan siya bukod sa tambayan, kwentuhan doon, ano bang ginagawa nyo, hindi lang puro ride pagdating doon, ano ba yung tamang gear, business, it's a spot for business as well. Oh, it's a hub not just for self-development.
Inuman.
Bukod sa inuman, ayun.
So it's like a motorcycle club meets Rotary.
Kind of.
Right?
Kind of. Like, because we want to create value together.
Nice, nice.
Pogi sa CMMC.
Jeff Bongat.
Jeff Bongat.
Ay, nanonood si Ron Chan, tsaka si ano, si Brother Ron, si Brother Lawrence, yan, mga...
But also, so you guys know, the reason why yung symbol ng Club Makina is a skull. A lot of people associate skull with death or all that stuff. Pero actually, it's faceless. Kasi kahit anong pera mo or your wealth, we're all skull underneath. So because it doesn't have a face, yung club namin walang ego. So it can grow beyond us.
Walang ego.
Walang
eagle. Pangit talaga eagle. Huwag kayo maglalagay ng eagle.
Oo, oh, walang eagle sa club. Oh. Sasali ako pag walang eagle.
Yeah, no ego.
Ah, ego.
Yung sublimation na eagle. Ayaw ko na.
That's why. Yun lang yung fun fact sa why.
Akala ko memento mori.
Yeah, pero it's more yung
it's the values.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's all we are, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so going back to mission, right? Mm-hmm. You're right. If you want to build again, it seems like you guys have this long vision, building the foundation, creating these processes. I'm a startup founder, mm-hmm. right? And in the beginning, it was just like me and my co-founders and 10 peeps. Mm-hmm. And it was really kind of like this thing, we want to do this, create this product. Mm-hmm. Now we're at 140 people and we need to create these rules. We need to create these processes because we're now building something that lasts, right? We're no longer trying something for fun.
Yeah.
And to build something that lasts, you can't just be about you.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So you need to have something bigger than all of you.
That is
that mission.
It is that.
Mm-hmm. And most companies actually, they create a product and then look for the people who want to buy their product. For us, it's backwards. We learn the people, the culture, cultivate it, and they dictate what product. Because
that's very startup.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What you want to do is you create what's called a minimum MVP, mm-hmm. minimum viable product. Yeah. And that was what you guys built initially.
Yep.
And if people liked it, that's when you build on it and you make it better, you make it more solid, you make it more reliable.
And it was quite easy because we just have to base it on values and the mission. If it doesn't align with the mission, then we know that's not the way. So it was really easy to kind of know what to do and what not to.
At least may malinaw guidelines. Ay, sandali,
may pasulubong pala sila.
Yes, huh? We do.
Oo, si Jerry Formosa may nagana para raffle na lang yung TV. Wag yung TV. May papa, may pasulubong yung mga tropa natin.
Yes.
May mga bit-bit sila. Pero yan.
Ano yung papa raffle natin?
You wanna talk?
Yep. Yeah.
First things first, it's one of the Club Makina custom garage t-shirt.
Yon, ilabas mo. Yan, yeah. Habang nilalabas yan, maghahay muna
hindi
tayo.
Nanonood si,
ilabas mo, Jericho.
Terrence Paul, Kapoykan.
Si Gino.
Si Gino, walang comment to.
Walang comment si Gino Rufino.
Boss Terrence is here. Ayan, si AC Tan is one of my project managers at Trifecta Brand Lab because I also own a startup company.
There it
it's
is.
Advertising
one
marketing.
Three lucky yon. Fellas will win a custom garage t-shirt.
A Club Makina t-shirt.
Wala bang pang mataba dyan?
Meron. And then,
Boss Jeff Bongat is also watching. Angelo Ramos.
Sali mo ako sa, ano, sali mo ako sa raffle. Yung pangalan ko. Gusto ko manalo niyan.
And then, another one that we're gonna give away is, a wash and wax from Motoshed.
Wash and wax from Motoshed
by Tristan himself.
Motoshed.
Medyo makapal na yung mga buhok ko eh. Kailangan magpawax.
Eh, bak, alam mo naman, I like it, ano, 70s style.
Thank you.
Yeah. Curry and rough.
Sabi ni Aya, ganda naman yan. Okay, nasan yung, ano, wax and wash na? Meron ba tayong kahit anong representation?
Sino ang nag-go wash and wax?
Motoshed.
Motoshed.
Motoshed is now with Club Makina. It's one of our partners there.
Yeah.
We have places such as one that's going to be in Strokmoto.
Yeah.
Right Manila.
Right Manila.
Kickstand. Oh, nice, so, nice.
Wherever you are, just let us know. Kickstand also.
Mm. Alam ko si Paolo, yung mga kasama niyo sa Japan, right?
Mm.
Part owner siya ng Motoshed.
Yes, yes.
Ah, talaga?
Yes.
Brother Pao.
Oh, yun, yun.
Cool guy, cool guy.
Buck set up I mean, he just did a Mackie. We're gonna be riding in Japan.
Hindi naman. May
help
alam
set
ako.
It all up.
Si yeah. Devin gusto ato ng barako.
Wala mo. Barako dyan. Wala palagpaugas ka sa Motoshed sa Club Makina, may libreng masahe.
Wait, so meron din doon sa Katipunan?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Yun ang pinakamalapit sa atin.
Malapit sa atin yun.
Panalo, yeah. Panalo.
Perfect.
Okay, so how are we gonna do this? May wheel ba
may
tayo?
May wheel na ba?
Basta nag-comment, pasok natin
oh,
sa
pasok
wheel.
Na. Lutuin na natin to. Tayo na yung panalo.
Oh,
hey guys, you heard it.
Basta maraming iba at baka.
How many shirts do we have?
Four times.
Three shirts.
Three shirts. And I guess the motto, is that?
No, this is something else.
It's just stickers.
Stickers for everyone. Yeah. But then, we wanted to...
give away like a free washes at least.
Yun.
Nice. Yeah, for everyone.
Ano na, simple na lang natin. Shirt and wash.
Shirt and wash.
Shirt and wash.
Yun.
Okay.
Para yeah, medyo jackpot na.
Wait, okay. Vincent Paolo Conti is also watching.
Sorry, Paolo. Yeah. Sorry, Paolo. I don't think you can join us. You already have a shirt.
Yeah. Vincent Paolo Conti right. Of
Conti's si Maki, huwag natin bigyan. Huwag yung
wala, wala,
si
Maki.
Maki.
Yung mga Club Makina boys have already bought the shirt. Relax yourself. You special will not be getting one.
Okay, going back. You now have a home base.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you, from that home base, you guys are legit. You're a legal entity.
Yes,
you can engage with corporations, and you've just kind of shared the kinds of groups you're working with. No,
yes. Mm-hmm.
What can you do there in Club Makina? I've gone there a couple of times, in that area, and I see you guys inside. I'm like, fuck it, these guys are too cool. I'm not. Hindi ako bagay dyan.
Everyone's welcome.
Oh, so
doon
ako na lang sa loob kung yep. saan yung mga kainan at saka inuman.
Yung mga baguettes.
Yung mga baguettes. And then I see all the kids there. I'm like, ay, hindi na ako bagay dito. Kasi mga college kids yung tumatambay. So, umuwi na lang ako.
When me and Jericho were actually, you know, we were talking about what Club Makina was gonna look like. We found it so cool that everything is black and then like all of the bikes in front. But the thing that we did not consider is it looks intimidating. But trust me, when you guys talk to us, we're just normal people, man. We just want to hang out. We want to fix our bikes. We want to, you know, fix your bike.
He will, like, even if you bring a small bike or even a really small bike, even 70cc, 80cc, Josh, who's president and also my business partner, he's COO of Club Makina Customs, but he is president of Club Makina MC. He himself will dismantle your bike and
try to put it together.
Actually,
I'll give a perfect example, no. Sa mga tumatambay sa Club Makina kahit hindi Club Makina members. Tulad niyan, ito medyo napapadalas Vinduro Boys, very far from what Club Makina MC is. Makikita mo big bikes and everything. Pag nandoon, minsan may araw puro mga dirt bikes yun nandoon. May mga araw na Vespa. The Vespa group is also
a lot of Vespa
hanging
guys
out there. So, kompleto kasi. Pwede silang kumain, pwede silang magkape, pwede silang...
Ah, may kape! You know,
yeah, may yes. kape din. So, and I believe, kung pwede nyo nang, I don't know, i-announce, I think there's a possible expansion, like new thing.
I forgot what we're doing. Alright, Tunay Rider exclusive.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Never been announced.
Yeah,
never been announced.
But hindi pa nga nila ito naisip, pero sasabihin na nila.
Jacob,
pero tinatayo na.
Daya mo eh.
Yeah, it's actually, we're reconstructing it. It's gonna be the expansion of Club Machina.
Yeah, meron so, expansion. Sa tabi lang, kasi nandun siya sa natabi ng...
Doon rin, in the pop-up.
We just got the whole
thing. Sa tabi lang. Yung buong strip nung side nung kung saan nakaharap sa highway, sa mismong bridge, yung dulo nun, kinuha na rin.
Also, fun fact, the pop-up is very close to our hearts. This is where we met like 6-7 years ago. In the pop-up?
Yep. Sweet naman.
Yeah. We've been together ever since.
Yes. Mumumul sila doon sa likod.
Ano tayo sa Club Machina? Inclusive.
As long as you have an engine.
Safe space.
As long as you have an engine, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. We don't discriminate. We understand that there's a journey for everyone. Everyone wants a bigger bike, but everyone just currently has what they can, you know, handle. And, we just love watching different people walk at a different part of their journey.
Yeah.
Whether it's at the older guy who has 8 motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like,
RIP. Ang sakit ka magsalita. Pucha!
No, don't say old. Say middle-aged gentleman who has 8 bikes.
Who has 8 bikes.
Ouch.
8 motorcycles. More motorcycles than there are in days. So, there are those. But then there's also hobby. Riders only have one small bike and we help them out too.
Tsaka hindi lang may napansin ako isa since yung pop-up kasi syempre 'di ba yung most of the malaki kasi yung pop-up malawak siya. So yung mga pumupunta doon on a regular basis are students, 'di ba? Students umiinom, kumakain, and ang napansin kong isa na sa tingin kong positive why we're there as well. Marami tayong na-encourage na, uy, ang kaganda naman ng mga motor. Someday magka-motor din ako. So, marami pumapasok na estudyante. Yeah, titingnan nila yung mga bikes. Titingnan nila yung mga gear. They start asking questions. They start to have that first, parang yung bug bite. Diba?
Yes.
Like, shit, ang ganda ng bike. Balang araw, magkakaroon ako nito. So, malaking factor yun kasi you get to invite and you get to inspire more people to start riding, diba? Tapos yun, makakakwentuhan namin sila kung sino man nandun na member, kung sino man nakatambay dun. Sabihin namin, ganyan, ganto. So, yung mga questions sila. Di nagkakaroon sila ng idea na, ganun pala yun, hindi pala ganto, ganun pala yun. So, meron na sila agad na first-hand knowledge ng tamang pag-ride, ano ba yung mga dapat gawin, ano ba yung mga unang gear na dapat bilhin.
Yes,
ano ba una? Laging tinatanong, gear ba o motor?
Malaking bagay yun, ha? Actually, if you're a new rider, jumping into a group that has these safety, that has safety in mind,
yes, definitely.
Is really, really important.
Yes.
Hindi ka magiging kamote or waswas katulad ni Nadj Abdul. Hindi pa pasa yun sa MC nyo.
Ba't parang nawala? Binuran niya yata.
Yun.
Yeah,
Lorenzo.
Nadj is here.
Also a special shout out to Lorenzo from... Ducati, yo.
Yeah.
Oy,
love you, bro.
Yan ba yung long hair na pogi?
Yes.
Hindi na long hair, pare.
Hindi na long hair.
Apple cut.
Renzo, punta ka dito. Pag-usapan natin yung mga karera, yung mga superbike race.
Nanalo si
Lorenzo has left the group chat.
And then talaga, no, it's an interesting discussion. Because at the end of the day, you won. Diba? I mean, it was within the rules, but it's gone viral because a lot of people don't really understand how the race works. It's taken out of context, and it's actually worth a deeper dive.
May mga nakikita ko galit na galit, pero parang yung dalawa hindi naman yata galit sa isa't isa.
Magkaibigan yung dalawa. What do you think, Jericho?
Honestly, for me, I don't dabble in racing, so I don't really have any.
Galing!
Very showbiz, very showbiz. At magbabalik ang...
Kanina sabi mo, ayoko mag-comment.
Chika, minit.
Yeah, but yeah, for me...
Oh, back to ano? Okay, let's...
Club Machina?
Ano, just question to generic.
Showbiz!
Showbiz na showbiz.
No, but okay, going back. So you guys are expanding. What, aside from Moto Shed, learning and getting guidance, what can people see in Club Machina? What can they experience? What can the services that they can partake of?
You know what? When me and Jericho actually conceptualized Club Machina, we wanted to be where whatever we wanted in a shop, we could get at just one stop.
One-stop shop.
It's a one-stop shop. I want to get my bike painted. Okay, we get that painted. I want to. Was it if I have a problem when it comes to my electrics? I was like, sure, we get them. We have everything that you can think of. So from vulcanizing to accessories to helmets to jackets to everything that you can.
Committed me mic more, but
yeah, brother. We even help people source their parts, and we can proudly say that we found ways to source parts very fast for people.
Also, to add din, ako si Boy Add. Eh. Dagdag lang ng dagdag dito. Sinasabi kasi nila na usually, yan, pagka gusto mong service yung bikes mo, so yun yung mga existing riders na.
Yeah.
But also for Club Machina, since we're now a part of Motorcycle Riding School Philippines, shout out to Coach Mel Aquino, from 0 to 100. So kung rider ka, you can bring your bikes. If you want to be more serious about riding, we have the proper gear. But also, if you're zero knowledge in riding, you can actually go there to learn riding. Yep. So, nagkakaroon na ng
Me and Coach Mel, we've been thinking about it, and we're putting up the school there in Club Machina.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Bababa si Coach Mel sa bundok.
First time.
When is this gonna happen?
Next we're trying to target next month as long.
Yun ang tanong. Plano siya.
Can I go there to practice my tondo twang?
Of course you can.
Any day.
Maraming twang doon kasi merong British, merong
German.
Merong German, may French guy, merong Japanese, merong Billy Crawford is also, you can also find Billy Crawford is always there. He's also part of Club Machina. Yeah, mga friends of Jericho and the club sila, of course we have James Reed, yeah, marami pa eh. So it's a different,
let's go back to the school. So can you elaborate more about the trainings? And
so when it comes to the school, you can actually you start from zero, and then the amount of bikes that are actually there, which is great. We have a lot of sponsors coming from CF Moto. Mud's gonna be there. Wheel Tech is also there. Yamaha, of course.
Wow.
Coach Mel.
Peugeot is also there. Yeah.
My favorite thing about the school is you can start from zero. Was it because it's a whole day thing, right? You're gonna be there the whole day. I wish Coach Mel can actually comment and say that. I can confidently say that Coach Mel will teach you from zero, and you're riding a big bike at the end of the day. That's what I want from everyone. And I think sulit yun. We're also implementing that these guys, the students are actually are all geared up. So let's say that the boots are coming from like Stitch Sole, and then the pants are coming.
And they can buy all this stuff there. Yeah,
it comes with everything.
So I can come in and just like jeans and a t-shirt, and I can get everything there.
Yes.
Everything. From the gear to the training,
The helmets.
Yep, you get food also. You get
assistance also. Yeah. For
speaking
license.
Of, JP Loha is watching from Orion. Oh. Boss JP,
hey, Boss
of Orion.
JP.
Yeah,
the
Boss
Japes.
The pipe guy. Ang nagbibigay ingay sa mundo ng motorsiklo.
Pipe expert.
The pipe expert.
He will clean your pipes no matter what.
He's the reason I don't like riding with Mackie.
Okay, before we go to the raffle,
ladies and gentlemen,
let's invite them. How to get to
Bok?
Thank you, Bok.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jericho.
In Katipunan, because like some people are coming from south, they may not know.
Here's the best part about
traffic
this T-shirt.
In Katipunan is.
Are you our address right there? Go on, Jericho. Do you think?
I model mo.
There we go. Yeah, there you go. Screenshot, right?
Screenshot.
Yeah. And
so
then
so
and
so
or para mas madali ang buhay, Type mo lang. Type mo lang sa Waze. Pop-up, katipunan, nandun na.
No, and no, what's nice about Club Machina is you guys have your own like VIP parking for motorcycles.
Yep. Yes. Yes. You're all welcome to park there anytime you want. Your bike's going to be safe there.
Pinahiram sa akin nila Joanna ni Camille yung Metropolis, diba?
Oh, yeah.
Yung three-wheel na Piaggio.
Peugeot motorcycles.
So, parang medyo mahirap i-park yun sa mga scooter parking. Pero nun pumunta ako dun sa, ano, sa pop-up. Nagkikipark ako dun sa Club Makina. Then sumilip ako. Then, ay, ang angas ng mga nakatambay dito.
At saka ano,
it just looks baguettes.
What we actually try to do is we try to wave at anyone and everyone so they see that we're the friendly neighborhood most.
Nakakatakot yun eh.
Huwag titingin, huwag titingin.
Baka benta kang ganyan.
Don't look.
Pwede bang gawing pickup point ang shop ng demo bikes?
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Wait, pwede yun.
Ayun na naman si Maki kung ano naman sinasabi, nangiiwan naman.
Oo nga. Huwag ka maniwala dyan.
And the greatest part about us is for us, collaborating with people is easy because it's through friendship. Mm-hmm. So if we like you, it's done. It's done. Like Mackie, he came over, he introduced himself to everyone, and we're like, yeah, we like this guy. He's cool. And that's how you win us over, is just by being there.
Alam mo, si, you won't like him after I tell you what he's planning.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Magtatayo na siya ng Club Mackie.
Nah. Club Mackie.
Oh my
nice.
God.
Nice.
Oh.
Claire Agulta is watching from
hey, Claire.
Dance PH. Hello.
I like that. Club Mackie.
Club nah. Mackie.
Ayun na.
Kaya ipa-register.
I can't believe you, Mackie.
Oh, buti may mga legal stuff daw.
Oh, yeah. Miss Claire, I'll suot ko yung Troy Lee. Oh. Shout out to Troy Lee Designs. Yeah, from dance.
Oh, game. Raffle tayo.
Nasingit ko pa yan, di ba?
Is everybody ready for a raffle?
Oh.
Brando, wag ka magulo. Huwag niyo sali yan sa raffle.
Huwag mo isali si Brando.
Parang si Camille, iniiwan lang yung sushi sa kaferista. Oh, pwede. Ah, Billy Polito. Billy, ang mga photos
Billy.
Natin sa
one of the greatest
great
photographers
out there.
Yep.
Yep.
Billy Polito. Billy Polito.
I don't know how he does it.
Polito ang mga...
Billy.
Billy. Si crazy. Okay. Crazy good.
Wilder, Zeke, okay na tayo? With the wheel or...
Is he gonna raffle on its own?
Banter muna.
Fortune.
Among ang banter muna.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, Gail. What's up, brother?
Hey, what up, Gael?
Oh, see si Mikey.
Gael.
Hey, Mikey de Lampines. So he's our business partner in Club.
That's Mikey.
Yes.
Shout out to my brother.
Yeah.
Ah, Mikey. Si Mikey palagi nagyayayap. Yes. That's why.
Shout out, Mikey.
Okay, Mikey okay. And Tito Mike.
And Tito Mike, of course.
Ayan, sabi kasi ni Mikey, tara dun tayo sa Cuba, may club dun.
Eh, sabi ko, anong club dun?
Anong club?
Ibang club yun. Kami ganun klasik tao.
KTV yun.
Yung club niya, may pinapalo-palo yung hita.
Pare, hindi ako pumupunta sa club sa Aurora, ha?
Ayan, mag-explain kayo.
Sa QAB lang.
Oh, Jello Bernas.
What up, Jello?
What's up, brother?
What's good?
Ngayon lang ulit ako nakanood.
Si Jonathan. Yes.
Thank you.
My favorite parts of Jonathan's post is the last part. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yes. Oh, si ano? Si Madam First Lady is also watching.
There she is, the 30-time Ironman finisher.
30 times.
Ati Tet.
30 times.
Ano ba siya? 11, 10, 10.
45.
Ilan na ba? Comment ka nga, ano, Miss Tet?
37.
11-time Ironman finisher.
Oh nga, guess natin yun.
Hmm. Please. Yeah, si Ate Tet.
Ayun, there it is.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Oh, ano, raffle na?
Yeah. Okay, guys, share natin to para naman ano, maraming makanood.
At lahat ng mga na-comment.
Mm.
Oh, one entry per comment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, chismisan ulit.
No. Well, let's ask them what their bikes are.
Oh, see,
10 times pala yan.
Oh, yeah. Ten times Ironman finisher.
10 times Ironman finisher.
She hasn't been home since.
So, si Josh muna. Mm. Ano ang paborito mong bike na ginagamit mo?
Mm. It's...
Wow. Ilan yung mga bike nila? Yan ang gusto ko. Right? Na kailangan mo magtayo ng shop. Di ba? Medyo marami na may feeling.
Oh, malamang.
Boy. You kasi, know what? But like, not to be biased or anything, I really love my... CF Moto CLX 700 ADV. That's my daily, that's my off-road enduro bike. And then I have, of course, my Harley, the Fat Bob. But, you know, nothing competes with that. CLX. It's yeah, so good.
Sobrang comfy yun.
Absolutely.
Yep. Actually, we were he brought it to Melaquino's riding school in
KRB. I always take it to KRB. That's
Wow.
That's my trail bike.
So yeah, if you check out our videos on our page soon, we'll show you guys videos of how he flies 750 CLX. But yeah.
How about you,
Jericho? Ano kaya? Enzo, baka pwede mo hulaan. You can take it from here. Hulaan kung ano yung favorite. No, kasi naka-ride ko na si Jericho eh.
We'll go together.
Oo. Eh, pareho yung bike namin.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I ride an Indian Scout Bobber.
Di halata. Nasa ano nyo.
It's, yeah, I love that bike.
It's an awesome bike,
I
man.
I love it so much.
It rips.
We actually had si Jimmy Barinaga on the show.
Yes.
About 3 weeks.
Rin yun, di ba?
3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And after he exited RE, I asked him, what's the first bike that you can get now that you know you because RE is a great brand, no?
Yes.
But what bike are you gonna get? And he got an Indian.
Yeah. 100 horsepower, 100 torque.
Cruiser, smooth as butter.
Smooth as butter.
Yep, yep.
We drove to Cebu already.
Yeah, Cebu Balikan.
Balikan.
Naga.
Cebu breakfast right home before lunch.
Naga, Pio Duran. Pio Duran to Masbate. Masbate to Cebu. And then Balikan.
Yeah, no, but,
don't do that.
Trish.
now I'm currently riding my CF Moto 800 MT, yung touring. So,
CF Moto kayo. Okay.
Parang sponsored din yata na CF Moto to. Kanina pa si...
But ako I'm a proud ambassador of CF Moto. And and also, medyo nandupunta ako dun sana eh. Napunta ako, aside kasi si Jericho, cruiser boy talaga to eh. Ako naman napunta talaga ako sa more of the adventure trail off-road. So, aside from 800 MT, I also have a couple of dirt bikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's your next bike?
My next bike, actually, pinag-usapan na namin to since we are in the MC community. Dumating na ako sa point na I think I need the cruiser.
Wala na.
Nah.
So, I need the cruiser already. And dahil dyan, CLC 450 na in-announce sa...
Uy, yung bago.
Yes, sa ganda China. I was able to ride it in Hangzhou. Yan, yeah, kasama sila... Sila Zach Lucero. Kasama ko si Gino Rufino, actually, tsaka sila Coach Clyde. Na was able to test the CLC. Ang ganda eh. So, pagdating dito, sabi ko kay Joan, tsaka kay Camille, I want to be one of the first ones to
own the
cruiser bike. Of I hope...
First cruiser of CF Moto.
And plus, we want to be the one
to get
that one, actually customize it.
Yeah, and customize it.
That's what we want.
That's the thing. We really love the brands we're able to work with. Like Indian has been my dream bike before when I had a Honda Rebel. And like it changed my whole life.
Ayan, ito pa isa. Indian lover din. Itong na currently, nakaisa na Indian.
Shout out to Jefferson Bongat.
Kakabalik lang namin yan ng pagudpud eh. Quick pagudpud ride. Yan, syempre salamat Boss Jeff Bongat. Yan, fast boy din.
Yun yung sinasabi niya na they love working with the brands that they like.
Yes.
Na parang, nga naman, bakit ka magpo-promote ng mga bagay na hindi mo naman gusto.
No, that's 100% true.
Just like Cardo.
Actually, may tanong ako. Kasi you guys, it's all about riding as a group.
Yeah. Yes.
It's about coordination. Mm. No? And I saw your helmets. You guys are all using the same Bluetooth comm device, which is...
Cardo.
Cardo, of course.
Siyempre. Walang iba.
All 28 members have
Cardo. Because, was it one? Well, actually, me and Tristan for FJ Moto and Ironman, we've been sponsored by Sila Ride Manila, Sila Nikki, Sila Ale, Jefferson. So those guys have been helping us out when it comes to Cardo for the longest time. And then they're second to none, right?
Come on, wala, man. Hindi, tsaka,
like, and better.
What else can
wala kang reklamo tungkol sa Cardo. Wala kang issue.
Pero Cardo.
Alam ko marami mga tao na issue dyan eh.
Pero Cardo saves lives.
Yeah, Cardo saves lives. He saved my life before already on Cardo and I saved his life.
No. I mean, there's nothing like... So, I did the... What is that? Cannonball before with Jay Taruk using another brand.
Mm-hmm.
pare, the entire ride, we were connected siguro mga for 2 hours max.
Okay.
Right? And then after that,
it was done?
Wala.
Yeah.
No?
Starts with
I
letter.
Did 19 days. 6,600 kilometers with Toto all over the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We used our Cardo headsets. And this is like Gen 2, right? Mm, yeah. Super old ones. Mm-hmm. And we had zero issues. That the way mesh works is crazy. Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. I'm the first one, right? So I'm always the spear of the club. And then it'll connect. Connect. No matter how big it is, up to 15?
Yes, 15.
15, right?
Yep.
Also, and then most of the time, we are, you know, more than 10. We can all talk to each other.
And then the thing with, you guys ride with discipline, wherein you guys are all connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you ride with people like Mackie, na iniiwan ka, it's a self-healing network.
Yeah.
Yes. Which means kung may yung mga fast guys, they have their group and then kami nila Buck nasa likod. Kasi si Buck mabilis pero mabait.
Right.
So may hindi ako iniiwan.
Right.
And then when you guys get connected again, it naturally heals. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Cardo. Thank you, Ride Manila.
Yep.
We just got the Pack Talk Custom.
Yesterday. Yeah, we went to the Cardo head office.
Initially, I wasn't a big fan of the custom because why are you going to pay subscription, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But it's like 50% cheaper than my PackTalk Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at the end of the day, I only need that high-end functionality
mm-hmm.
when I'm going to do a ridiculously long ride, which is once every couple of months, mm-hmm. right? But daily, the custom works and it's half the price.
Yeah, exactly.
Yung custom ba meron na rin ano feature na sasabihin mo, hey Cardo, please mute Maki.
Yeah, no, you can do that. The name of the Cardo, let's say your name is Buck Cardo.
Talaga?
You have to say mute Buck Cardo and it will mute you.
Yeah.
The only part is Mackie will hear you when you say it. So he'll hear you say, mute Mackie, and then that's the last thing he'll hear.
Mute Mackie.
So we're going to go into the whole range of Cardo soon. And we'll be actually using the new functionality where you can record audio.
Yes.
And while you're on the ride, mm-hmm. and you'll have high quality audio.
Yep,
that's fantastic.
And we're going to be trying to make a podcast out of
that's
it.
That's cool. That's nice.
I want to join you. That sounds
so one thing.
Kailan.
So that
sounds fun.
I think also why Cardo is successful in the Philippines because of the weather. Also, because Cardo started off as a snowboarding brand.
Yes.
Right. Ah. And that's why it's so resistant to water, to dirt, to small rough stones. Whereas in Senna, it's just purely motorcycle. So they were able to capture the market because they just build a more durable product. Yeah.
That thing, my Cardo has been through the gutter. Yeah. It's been through two Ironmans, one FJ Moto, and it's still working. It's half cracked.
It doesn't have the back, right?
It doesn't have the back. It's still working.
It doesn't have the back.
Man, it's still, it's really
still
good.
Waterproof. It doesn't have the back.
FJ.
You want to show them?
FJ talaga. Yung FJ, pwede mo rin kunin para pakita mo sa kanila. Pero nung FJ, doon ko talaga na-appreciate ng sobrang lala yung Cardo. Kasi sa kalsada, di ba, diretso, magkakaroon talaga ng time na magkakasama-sama kayo after a while. Eh. Di ba? But for FJ, it was in the middle of nowhere. You're in the mountains. Tapos, may ligaw talaga. So, Cardo lang talaga yung makapag-save sa inyo pag lumayo na yun. So, naririnig ko pa si Josh.
Closer, Josh.
Yeah.
So, you guys can see, Josh's Cardo is ancient. It's also broken on the back. Yeah. And it's still waterproof.
It's still working.
Time for an upgrade. And you guys can get, can they get Cardos in?
Yes, they can.
In Makina?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thanks to Ride Manila.
Ride Manila and Makina available at where all the cool guys hang out. And so I guess we're ready now for the raffle.
You guys ready for the raffle?
Game.
Yung lawit paa na signal light still is the best.
Sorry. It's always down.
Pindatan lang sa mga long rides.
the best pa rin yung liko muna bago tingin.
Oh, talaga.
No, the best is like signal clear, turn. Clear.
Diba? Clear.
Okay, guys. Okay.
Here we go. All
right.
Okay.
Can they see that?
Yeah.
Makikita nila yan. Okay. Makikita natin sa screen eh. Okay.
Spin the wheel.
Ang unang mananalo na
5,000 pieces.
How many
were
raffling?
We're raffling out a t-shirt. Three and a thief
shirt and wash.
Wash and
so the first winner,
Lawrence Augustine.
Bawal.
Yes. He has his own shirt already.
Pang ilang shirt mo na, Bok?
Ang nanalo ng Club Makina Custom Garage t-shirt at wash.
Moto wash.
From Moto Shed, I see.
Body wash and wax.
Parang, ano, nakikita ko dito kung sino yung nanalo.
Wala pa?
Boss Jack. Boss Jack Fabre, nanalo ka ng isang Club Makina Customs Garage shirt at isang Moto Wash. Yeah.
Mas maganda, i-claim na nila dun sa mismong
Club Makina.
Club Makina.
Yeah, yeah. You guys.
Oh, so, contact them and get in touch.
Boss Jack. At nanalo ka ng isang shot ng tequila from Tristan.
Oh, yun. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, so we've got two more? Two more.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sabi ni Boss Jeff Bongat, wave din daw kay Jack.
Wag si Maki.
Ayan si Maki, oh.
Maki nanalo.
Bawal.
Sorry, no.
Sorry.
Sorry, Maki.
Out.
May shirt na yan.
Okay, alam mo na yan.
Wala siya dito, eh. Iniwan tayo. Iniyan MC lifestyle.
Ang nanalo ng pangalawang shirt from Club Makina Customs Garage, I see.
Si Raymond Gabriel.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Yes. Congratulations.
Breakfast ride.
Club Makina Customs Garage shirt and a free Moto Wash from Moto Shirt.
Punta ka ng Club Makina para...
Malapit lang sa bahay ni Raymond yan.
At isang shot ng espresso.
Dalhin mo yung mga anak mo, Raymond, para hindi ka out of place.
O si Boss Jeff daw ang paparapol ng bahay.
House and lot. All right.
House and lot.
Yung bahay na ba yan?
These are all our friends. So basically, we're just giving stuff away to friends. Last na to, no?
Yes.
The last one.
Is...
At ang huling nanalo ng Club Makina Customs Garage t-shirt at wash from Jacob? Moto Shed Ice. Mafilay?
Cup Nelly!
Boto, Cup Nelly sa susunod na
balot.
So again,
barangay election na pala. Yes.
And then we have to do one more for riding school.
Oh, okay. This is the big one. Riding school.
What? We're raffling that off?
Yep.
One.
Ilan,
One lang.
Just one lucky
we have
fella.
One lucky fellow to...
Or fella.
With Coach Mel.
Yeah, with Coach Mel.
Yes, Motorcycle Riding School Philippines.
It's worth how much?
Mahal to. At least.
No comment.
So, mga
150,000.
180 pesos yata to eh.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned before, the riding school is complete. It comes with lessons, license support, but also we will feed you and...
License support?
Yeah. Like support, like
LTO.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sila, we were trying to help you out with that.
So that it makes it more...
Easy for you, man.
Yeah. Parang picture.
No, man.
So we're gonna raffle off a lesson with Coach Mel. Kami ni Buck graduate rin kami ng Mel Academy.
Yeah, Mel Academy.
May toga pa nga yun.
Oo. Spin that wheel.
Okay, we spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel. Wow.
Ang nanalo ng free riding lessons sa Motorcycle Riding School Philippines at Club Makina Customs Garage. I see.
He doesn't need it. Right? Oh my God. I know this guy. He's done. Spin it again.
I want Brando to win.
Oh my God, teacher.
Sabi ng Will, hindi tayo ng kamote. Ayun.
Oh, who's that?
Who Joseph.
JOTV Motovlog. Actually, this is great, so he can vlog about it.
Yeah. So JOTV Motovlog.
Yeah, just drop us a message, brother. Yes, thank you, man.
Say yung mga vlog ni Brando.
Congratulations, JOTV Motovlog, for winning sessions.
Yep. Please come by.
Okay, so before we end the show, we always ask this to all of our guests.
Wow.
For hello.
Asan na? Pumasok na ba si Coach Mel?
Anong sinabi?
Dapat kay Bianca daw.
Ah, oo nga. Dapat kay Bianca.
You know what, Bok? Papuntay mo na.
Oh. Sure. Okay.
Na, Bianca, pumunta ka na daw.
Oh, Bianca!
Yes.
Grabe, 2 million peso
talaga,
training with Coach Mel yan.
Maganda talaga karma, no?
Oo.
Okay, so.
We miss you, Bianca.
This is the last question that we need to drop.
Drop
Josh,
it.
Trish, and
Jericho.
Jeff, Jericho. For you, ano ang ibig sabihin ng tunay na rider? Let's start with the most shy person in the room.
Thank you. Para sa akin, ang isang tunay na rider. Yung boses eh. Hindi, para sa akin, isang tunay na rider pagka ang pagmumotor ay hindi na lang para sa sarili mo but para sa community na. So, when you start riding for not just for you but for the entire riding community, bawat labas ng bahay mo, bawat start ng motor mo, may purpose ka na hindi lang para sa'yo. Yun na yung isang katibayan at yun ang isang simbolo na isa ka ng tunay na rider. Because you're riding not just for yourself, but you're riding for the culture, the tradition, and the riding community. So, yeah.
Nice. Yun. Agree. Nice. All right, Jericho.
Well, for me, tunay na rider, a real rider to me, I guess I'll just speak on my behalf. To me, riding is freedom. It's a symbol of freedom. And a freedom to respect and a freedom to nourish. As you guys know, like, one person's freedom eats into somebody else's freedom if you're not careful, just like in the road. And so the overall, like, for me, the tunay na rider is somebody who can express that freedom on something that isn't alive.
Lalim nun na. Oh, nga. No. But I, you know, when I was a kid, when I first got my bicycle, right, and I was old enough to ride around by myself, it's probably mga 7-8 years old, right? That bicycle meant freedom.
Yeah.
Diba? Na hindi mo kailangan mag-mute.
Nope.
Ang layo na. Biglang dati, lakad-lakad lang, diba?
Yeah.
When you got that bicycle, ang layo na naabutan mo. Yeah. Lumawak yung mundo mo.
Mm-hmm.
Ang daming opportunities. It really meant freedom. And ever since that time I had those two wheels, tuloy-tuloy, two wheels pa rin ako.
Yeah.
Kasi iba eh. So I can relate to the definition of it being freedom. All right. And finally,
definition,
the president.
Well, for me, it's about being a true rider. Like a tunay na rider is giving everyone the same respect that they give you. Right? Doesn't matter what bike it is. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter how angry they are. Right? That it's the respect that we both demand on the road, right? You give him space, he gives you space. And that's what I like. I like seeing that. And being compassionate to your fellow rider. If you see someone who's broken down there, help him, right? Try your best. And if you cannot do it, gather the other riders to actually help him out. That's mine. It's all about respect and being helpful to the rest. That's it.
Yun.
Mm-hmm.
And sana nakikinig si Maki at ganon.
Oh, hindi nang iiwan.
And
ako na sponsor ni Bianca.
Okay na.
Thank you. Okay na pala. Okay na. May bahay pa yan.
Ayan na. May bahay ka na, Bianca.
All right. And
Boss Jeff.
This is something we give to only the most tunayest of all riders.
Oh, no way.
No way.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
There's a
and go. Tristan, go.
Macbeth certified. Tuna in a rider breeze.
I love those.
Wow. Thank you.
Yon.
No.
I love these.
Wait. Tristan, put it on. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Go. May mga sizes yeah.
Put it on. Put it on.
But I just want to do a proper advertising.
Yon.
These Macbeth Tuna in a Rider undies. They're perfect for the skid marks on the road and in your pants.
One, two, three.
Tight. Tight.
Because as you guys know.
Okay, I think one model is enough.
Bago pa magsuutan ng brief dito.
I'm gonna display it in the house.
Yan.
What a true honor to before we end, you guys to give me some
thank
brief.
You so much, 29 Rider. Of course, more power to you guys. And napakaganda ng messaging talaga ng podcast ito kasi hindi naman lahat gustong i-share, di ba, kung ano yung experience natin pagdating sa pagmumotor. But sana marami pa kayong ma-guest at maraming taon pa ang inyong itagal para marami pa kayong...
Naman. Iboboto kita sa ano sa balota. Election, sa barangay election, pare. Anong barangay mo?
Barangay Tondo.
Number 43, Trish.
And, tapos, dito na lang, pag kailangan nyo ng mga host sa ano auto and motorcycle events nyo, guys,
si Trish. Cheng,
okay? Si Trish. Treezy of Mandaluyong.
If you need any bouncers, just let me know. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Si Joe. Kasi Eric.
Yes, Eric.
Echo.
And can I just say,
Eric Echo.
I haven't had a Tidy Whitey's in since I was 8. So that's like maybe 22 years. Thank you, 29er Rider, for making my balls tight again.
Habang tumatanda ka, kailangan mo ng Tidy Whitey's.
Start dangling the light. Eh.
Yeah, this is perfect for my lucky, so you don't...
Oh man. I'm gonna ride back to Katipunan wearing this. Yeah. I'm not gonna take it off.
Right. Again, guys, visit Club Machina. These guys are awesome. And if you want to learn how to ride, learn about bikes, hindi sila scary.
And just wave.
Just wave. Just wave. When there's a guy waving at you, just go on in. And we'll see you next week on 29er Rider.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ano pala to eh? Three MCs and two DJ.
Three MCs and two DJs.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.